This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah!
It's cold.
It is frigid today.
It's not that bad.
My wife and I were like, you know, maybe for like the holidays, we'll like go to Tennessee again.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting out there. And I'm like,
not a good idea.
It's too cold.
What do you mean?
It's too cold.
Feels great.
I don't know. It's gonna be super cold if I'm in the mountains.
That's even better.
I don't know.
I enjoy it so much.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm up for that.
See what J-Fig did?
What's that?
Just left Leroy Schnooze by himself so she could be the one to say, I'm not the schnoozer.
Yep. That's true.
Look, I am my own person. If he follows me, that is not my fault, okay?
Oh, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. I know that Galen is the one who got him. Galen and they were hobnobbing with each other. So that's where
minus one to Glenn. How about that?
That's where he's at right now.
I'm all down. I'm down with you there, J-Fig.
Minus one for sass.
Get him for hobnobbing. Get him for tardiness.
Fraud. For lying. For show poniness.
See, he always tries to put me in the equation.
Fraud with good access.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers, by the way, let's give a shout-out to the Cats. Get a win last night against Las Vegas. You got my buns out there, Vlad? I'll play some of these highlights here. As Brad Marchand, wow. This guy, I think it's five straight games. Marshy's got a goal. Backhander last night, but the Cats up 2-0.
Panthers return the favor and get a clear of their own. Here's Marchand to the offensive end. Your circle angles up from backhand. He scores! Touchdown! Brad Marchand with 9:04 to go in the second. And the Panthers extend the lead to 2-0. Brad Marchand upstairs. Goals in five consecutive games for Brad Marchand.
He is ridiculous, Brad Marchand. Are you kidding me?
Oh, look at this. I love this, man. I love
what
this.
What happened, dude? You were hobnobbing.
I wasn't hobnobbing.
You could call it hobnobbing. I love the fact that he was public enemy number one.
I know.
But that happened. You know what? That happens a lot.
Did you guys know he was this good?
Yes.
Yes. He's good.
Wait, what do you mean?
He's good.
What?
I know that sounds like a strange thing to say, but even Paul Maurice said it.
Like you're saying,
hold on.
You did this with Wiggins.
Yeah, but I didn't hate Andrew Wiggins. Like I did not. I really dislike Brad Marchand. But like Paul Maurice even said, he goes, I'll tell you, didn't know that he had hands this good. He's ridiculous.
I mean,
he scores every game.
Like, did you not? I guess because we didn't see him as much in Boston, right? Until playoffs, you didn't realize how good he was.
Well, when it was Boston, I would just say it was lucky. You know, I give no credit. I'm not here to give credit.
I felt that.
This was Paul Maurice after the game on Marshy.
It's more fun to watch the guys who haven't played here, who didn't see it in the playoffs, react to that. I mean, he's special and tight. His hands are so quick. It would be the thing about Brad that you know he's a good player when you coached against him for years, but you get on the ice in practice and you see those goals. It's just an exceptional set of hands.
Exceptional hands, dude. Hands.
Anything he says just sounds so good, too.
He does. He's got a great voice.
Ooh, Paul Maurice.
Paul Maurice.
Don't we all have that one player we hated and then we end up either on our team or playing with him? Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm trying to think.
No,
I can't think of anybody. I played against right offhand. I would just say maybe all the guys from Ohio State when I went to Minnesota.
Would you have appreciated Bill Romanowski's dirty play?
No. No chance.
Fair enough.
We could have been on the same team, and I would have wished for, you know, him to be the best on the other side of the ball, but I would say don't, no.
The Panthers went up 3-1 in the third period. Sam Reinhart tipped in a blast from Seth Jones.
Out to the line, Marchand. Jones back to Marchand. To Jones again, left point. Jones, Marchand, top of the right circle. Off to the half court. Up top again. Jones, a shot. Tip, they score! And it's Sam Reinhart in front. Looked like he got a piece of it. And the Panthers have a power play goal and a two-goal lead once again. It's 3-1 Panthers with 15:06 to play here in the third.
Paul Maurice said after the game, he said that to him was the most important part of the game, not just because it was ended up being the game winner, but because he goes, man, the power play has been kind of demoralizing lately for the Cats.
Right.
Maybe the most important piece, again, we talk about confidence. We've got a little cold here for the last four or five games, and to have it be the game winner. I thought they moved it really well. We had a great chance backdoor that didn't go, and now you're starting to feel snake, but because we've had a few of those. So it's good that it's a game winner and off a shot tip.
And Bobby had 30 saves last night. He's the best.
Yeah, that last 2 minutes when they went 6-on-5 when they pulled the goalie.
I listened to that on the way home, and yeah, it was the angst you hear when you're listening to Doug Plagans on the radio. Goalie pulled, empty net on the other side, and he's just like, "They shoot! Oh, it's going over to the empty net! No, it's blocked! All right, come back the other way. There's 30 seconds left, and you're just like, you can't see the clock. You're just listening. I'm like, I think it feels like 30 seconds. Is it over? Is it over? Is it over? And I'm like, oh, it's finally over.
And yeah. That's it. Those days we had two opportunities for two empty net goals. One of them was like it was going in, and then towards right when it was about to get to the net, it veers to the left and hits the side, so it's icing. And then the second one, great play by the Golden Knight defenseman. He literally threw his body into like blocking the shot. I know that had to hurt because that puck was going in fast. But Cats come out with the victory and come home.
Coming home. Thursday night. And they got this this young kid's playing really well. They got this kid up, Donovan Sobrango, from he's 23 years old. He got his first NHL point last night. Mm-hmm. He might be new Gadjevich because he's a defenseman. Started a fight last night, got a first defense.
Started a fight.
You know, and so just keep an eye. I think he's 23 years old. And Paul Maurice, he's been like all of his metrics when he's on the ice, just positive things are happening with him. So, you know, keep an eye on that, Cats fans. The Heat, they win last night, 140-138. We'll get into a little bit more of it later on this hour. But last night, Monday Night Football, the Eagles beat the Packers 10-7. Did you watch much of it, Leroy? Did you watch any of Monday Night Football? Did you see our boy Jalen Phillips?
Yeah. I tell you what the worst part of that was, the tush push.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they jump off sides.
They're cheating?
Yeah.
The defense?
Like, no.
No, the offense is cheating.
The offense. The two guards start early. And
if we're gonna,
they were complaining the whole game.
Yeah.
And then the Packers got it called on them.
Oh.
Offsides or false start.
Phillips looked very happy after the game. And he's giving you all the quotes, you know, oh, I know that there's no panic. There's no, you know, he said it's the greatest thing that's happened in his life. You know, I'm not going to be, I like Jalen Phillips too much to be angry about it. It's not like, look, the Dolphins didn't want him anymore. So it's not like I can be mad at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an easy guy to root for. He beat science. And, you know, it stings.
Stings a bit, man.
Stings a bit, right? Stings a bit.
I mean.
But I got nothing against him.
Well, guess what? He left. They got 2 sacks.
That's true.
Because guess what? Warning track power.
D-Boy, please stop with the ASMR, man.
What do you do?
It's driving me crazy. You don't hear it?
No. I usually hear it.
He's savoring in his mouth.
You got any Skittles?
Oh,
in your mouth
the
right
Skittles.
Now?
Yeah.
Yes.
You eating Skittles? Again?
No.
You've been yes, he is.
He's been doing it. He just finished.
I hope you're brushing your teeth a lot, dude.
I brush my teeth a lot. I got to brush when I get home.
Why your voice gets all low?
Like, I didn't like that.
Like, all of a sudden, he went to Little Leroy. Like, all of a sudden, it was like, Leroy.
I brush my teeth a lot.
That was way too much. Looks like you're looking forward to, what is it, an electric toothbrush?
The little, what's it called? Get the
water pick?
No.
That water pick?
No, you ain't drawing it. I'm not trying.
You got that mouth bidet?
No, because, you know, it's like, you know you've used a water pick when you've drowned. Like, because that power.
I can never see one and then, like, not hear you guys in the background just saying, I almost drowned.
Oh, that did happen to me, though. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. I take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, you got a weather update.
Sure can.
Brought to us by our friends over at Chill Zone AC, featuring the reliably Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, 1 second. There we go. Head to. All right. A little chilly. You even got the faux fur.
I do have the faux fur.
Yeah, they said you look like a pimp.
Coming out of the
silly sauce pimp.
At about 10, 15 miles an hour, it is high clouds.
That was smooth,
so
J-Fig.
So I would call that overcast, but all the cold air got through because it's still, what, is it 65 degrees yet?
I don't know. That's your job.
61.
And the winds are blowing about 10, 15 miles an hour.
So
you got a nice brisk breeze. It's gonna be like this for the next couple days and it'll start warming up again.
This guy's good.
He's good.
It is 55 degrees, 61 degrees, but it feels like it's 55. The wind is blowing at 13 miles per hour. and wind gusts will get up to 24 miles per hour.
There you go. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
He's a golfer.
That's it.
Gets it down. Yesterday, I got this sent to me no less than 50 times. And it was a big topic on our show yesterday, which was, did Mike McDaniel indeed drive by the elbow room?
Yes.
To troll Buffalo Bills fans? And you were very skeptical on this yesterday. I liked to believe it because I think of him as silly. Like, he is
well,
going...
Why was I... Because I said, how come that's the only guy sending that video?
Well, you had a couple of questions. One, yeah. The biggest one, which I found strangest, is you just believe that it was... There's no way that it would still be light out.
Yes.
Which I told you, it didn't look like light. It looked like dusk. It looked dusky. And you were just... You were entrenched that this was impossible. That he possibly could have driven by the elbow room, and if he lives there,
well, I didn't know that.
Well, none of us did, but that's what I imagine. Like, I don't think I don't think he called up his.
Yeah, okay. So Mrs. See how the whole thing was set up. He drove by the elbow room to troll
Bills fans
after the game,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no,
there's no way, because he left. I left the stadium, and he was still in the stadium. And I left the stadium at 4:45.
Okay.
So there's no way you could leave the Hard Rock Stadium to get to where the elbow room is.
That's what was weird about it the entire
time. In 45 minutes.
You could.
No, you cannot.
You could, dude.
Fam, Hard Rock Stadium?
Of course.
Turnpike?
If you get on Turnpike North and you just got to get through that crease, you're flying, baby.
Especially, by the way, his car looks very fast.
So, I don't know. Maybe this Mike.
He got that 7 series.
And Mike McDaniel might be a speed demon.
And here's the other thing that nobody ever realized that. Why couldn't that not have been Saturday? They've been here all weekend.
Why would he troll? Why would he go on Saturday?
He's going home.
Mm.
He sees them. He did say that was like his way. Like, he lived by there.
Yeah, bro.
Look,
Bills fans aren't getting to the elbow room that quickly just to.
Well, the Bills one is an easy one, though. The Bills one is a lot of those guys are probably staying on the beach. That's probably where they're staying. And so.
And not going to the game?
They just. Yeah. No, they took a sad ass kicking, and then they're just like, where we go? I guess we go and enjoy. Listen,
you think they got there that quick after the game?
I'm sure
maybe some people.
The Bills got the Bills got the snot kicked out of them. I'm sure a bunch of them were rats off a ship.
Okay. Listen. My whole argument behind this was, one, daylight, and two, the fact that if this was the case, why was this the only video? I'm always going to be a little skeptical.
It was Friday that video was taken, not Sunday. That video was taken Friday.
No.
So you're saying you really think that it was taken Friday?
Yes, I think it was taken days before. It was either Friday or Saturday. It wasn't taken after the game.
I would say Friday. He's probably at the facility even later. He's probably
Friday. That's
Friday, short day. Friday, everybody's out there.
I don't understand why this.
We
have video, photographic, personal accounts of everybody telling you he was there. Why are we doubting this? He was there.
I'm not doubting it. I'm saying the reasons why I had doubts before was listen to the premise in which this was brought to me. Mike McDaniel was outside the elbow room trolling. Now, this is without knowing where he lives, right? Knowing what time it is after a game, having questions about that, and only having one video. After
photo.
The show.
We didn't have a video.
Huh?
We had a photo.
A photo. Right.
Which you claimed was AI.
Right. After the show ended, then we start getting a bunch of different videos.
It was the same video. We just got sent 100 times to us because you kept badgering me yesterday and nobody believed that this actually happened. And I got to tell you, it's exactly what he would do.
Because that's him. Yeah. But first of all, maybe he was going home.
But see, I'm looking at the video right now.
And by the way,
he's kind of leaving that area, though.
Yeah, of course he's leaving, because here's probably what happened. He probably told the guys, hey, and he gives a little look. One guy gets a picture, and then other guy fumbles for his phone, and he's like, there's Mike McDaniel leaving away. Like, he probably got it. Like, he's probably, I'm not saying, Mike McDaniel's not going out here.
When did Mike McDaniel get arms? That guy's arms that's hanging out the car.
Are you, so let me get this straight. You have more evidence and now you're doubting it, Vlad? I don't understand this.
You just said it's the same video.
This is crazy to me. This is insane.
I'm absolutely doubting this.
Hold on. Let me get this straight.
What?
He goes yesterday. He's asked about it. He's very clearly admitting it without admitting it to
the
reporters.
No, he just wants to be. Listen, let me tell you this, okay?
Wait, why is he admitting it?
He's not admitting anything, Leroy. This team, after they
like
finally
you,
got
you,
no, in the press
you,
conference, he didn't deny
I can't even,
he
you know what?
He denied it. He didn't admit.
He didn't confirm nor deny those allegations.
If you don't deny the allegations, you're confirming the allegations.
No, you're not. Oh, my goodness.
You guys are crazy.
That's the fifth.
So let me get this straight. You guys now have video. Multiple pieces of photograph ads, and you're still denying it? Vlad's still denying it. He thinks it happened Friday.
Then don't say
you
guys.
Yeah, I find that kind of odd.
Okay, so you will now admit that it was him,
and
you were wrong.
Like, yeah, but I told you why I was wrong.
Doesn't matter.
I don't believe
it. Dude, if somebody just puts up a picture and says, this is so-and-so, right?
You doubted me on time.
I never saw the video until after the show. Agreed?
Yeah, we didn't get videos, but...
Okay, so...
Doesn't matter. I explained all of this before video.
Okay,
and I'm just supposed to believe, could you explain it with your track record?
First of all, my track record yesterday was pristine. You also
No, you said yesterday. I got 10 years.
No. 10 years? 10 years?
Of your track
record.
You act
like you boxed me in every time.
No, I didn't.
And by the way, hold on. Back to this, okay? If he was trolling Bills fans, there'll be more Bills fans coming after.
Why?
Because if a coach is going to troll you, you're going to troll right back at the coach. Like,
are you?
Yes.
I think you're probably like, did we just see that? Like, did the coach, what are you going to do? Like, if you get the wrong Bills fan, what do you think they're going to do? Throw a table at him and jump through it?
Maybe.
You guys are nuts.
I don't think he did
Wait!
It. I don't think he did it after Sunday. I agree with you, Leroy. Don't back down. Don't back down. Of course he's going to have fun. They finally won a game. His ass ain't going to get fired while he goes to Madrid. He's going to have the time of his life. Let me have some fun with this. Of course he's going to have fun. But he didn't do that after the game. He wouldn't have the balls to do it.
Kelly just texted me. Everything you said about the elbow room and a 60-year-old breakdancer was on point. Leroy was wrong, and Mike McDaniel absolutely trolled them. By the way, that was a 60-year-old. Robert Prince was breakdancing.
Yeah?
Yep. Limber.
I don't agree. I don't believe it.
What do you mean?
I find it weird that you're saying it happened Friday.
Because, dude, that was Leroy's right. I left the stadium.
I'll tell you why I don't think it's Friday. It's not Friday. If it was Friday, it'd be way more packed. Like, the idea that it was a little deserted... was more on point with it being Sunday. If it was Friday, it would have been massively packed, Vlad. Full of Bills fans. Did you see the videos on Friday night of Bills Mafia?
Yeah, but this was
it
Friday.
It was a takeover. Dude, it was insane.
This was like Friday 6 p.m., 5:30, 6
p.m. You know that.
And?
It ain't going to get packed yet.
You're nuts, dude.
People still got to eat dinner.
I don't understand. This is like I have Bigfoot sitting in my lap, and you're like, mm-mm.
You know that the Elbow Room streams the entire day.
That's what I'm saying.
That can actually be put to the test and see how
they
cool
have
was
video
that time.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could do that, but we already have multiple pieces of it. But if you want more,
I'm saying this to Vlad because he says one thing that it can easily be proved on video.
It's not that far. It's like once you get on the turnpike, you could fly there. Going
Dude,
north?
Can I please?
It's
not that far. Can I please explain? Somebody who's lived there.
Uh-huh.
Right in the area. Let me explain something to you. It takes you 30 minutes sometimes to get from the highway to Elbow Room. Just from the highway.
So on a Sunday at 6, once you get clear,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It takes
a long time. If you live out east and you get off of 95, not the turnpike.
We did it yesterday on maps. It was 30 minutes. So
30 minutes?
That gave us wiggle room of almost an hour.
Leroy, I can't believe he's saying you did it on maps in 30 minutes, but you're not including the fact that
I did, though. But hold on.
Stadium.
I did. I told you it was 30 minutes. So at the very latest, he could have left 10 after and would have been there. 10 after 5 and still would have been there.
If he leaves 10 after 5. And the sun sets at 5:30.
Which he probably didn't. He probably left earlier.
No, he
did
not.
He had plenty of time to get there, dude.
Tobin, you know I'm in the locker room, right?
I understand, Vlad.
You know that nobody left. When I left, he was still in the stadium.
Okay.
I left at 4:45.
Which way did you go?
What do you mean, which way did
which
I
way
go?
Did you go north or south?
I didn't have to go. I live local. I don't have to go. I don't got to take anything.
I think you're right here take on an anything. Expert witness.
I don't got to take anything.
I think but I need him off
all
the stand.
I know is that when I was leaving, mm-hmm. I took a look at the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cars. You're not moving.
Which way?
Going north.
I don't know.
Going north.
Video. See,
and
video.
Then I don't need that.
I will accept the fact that that's him.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. You saying you can get to elbow room from the stadium in 30 minutes.
We're arguing different things now.
Like, I have lived.
I don't have to argue it because he was there.
Right. I didn't.
I don't have to argue what time. He got there in time.
Okay.
Because you want to know why? Because I have video and photographic evidence
you know
that
what?
He was there.
You know what? Betty Spaghetti made me realize. You know what? He said, Vlad, it's him. Because you could hear the from the photo. The ums and ohs from the photo. If you can hear it, then that's the evidence. You're right. But come on, man.
Beautiful sunset, by the way.
That and by the way, is that his whip?
Yeah.
I thought he would have a better whip.
No. He has that one and I can't see the front.
I just like that it just says Dolphins head coach. That means that guy from the Bills. That's what I'm saying. Like they're like, it's Mike McDaniel. Like who? The Dolphins head coach. And so the guy Snapchatting just like Dolphins. He just wants to do it.
And
he doesn't
that
really
was
care.
Him.
That's a Bentley.
People
yeah, that's right.
People in the background he had, was yelling.
Wouldn't
the
people be honking?
He
after
said
the
it's a. He says a Bentley, huh?
Wouldn't people be honking after the victory if they knew?
Not with all the banners I seen flying over the water.
The Bills fans?
No. I'm talking about there would have been Dolphins too. I mean,
I don't know. That's the thing is like I don't know how much the
Buffalo ain't talking trash. If this happened supposedly on Sunday, Buffalo Bills fans ain't talking trash.
What do you guys think of this? This was I saw this critique yesterday. I love this. On the Mike McDaniel troll job, Armando Salguero said Shula never would have done it. He said. I guess I'll be the one to say it. Mike McDaniel trolling Bills fans after beating their team is funny on socials, but trolling after beating them the first time after 7 straight losses, you're 3-7 this year, is immature AF. Shula would never.
What if he was on his way home? Like,
but you the, okay, but no, okay. Look, if he was on his way home and he didn't want to troll his fans,
he wouldn't have would have been up. His window would have been up. Correct.
Exactly.
I believe that.
Look, they all clearly, with the celebration they had in the locker room, they all clearly had a lot of steam.
No, they were feeling themselves,
like,
bro.
They really needed that.
Toby, you didn't see Stephen Ross walked into that locker room after a victory with a strut.
Did he? Like Conor McGregor?
Damn. You know, I've been telling you over time, his head has been down, hands in his pocket. Nah. Peacocking.
He's I'm so like, easily
oh.
pleased.
I'm like, oh damn, you're kind of a tall old man. I'm like, damn, I never like he. That's how much of a strut. It was like, damn,
the old Billy strut.
Somebody said Shula wouldn't have been 3-7, so he control at all times.
So yeah,
y'all ran him out of town though.
They were feeling themselves. They, you know, Bradley Chubb was screaming, "Gotta believe, you gotta believe." So
I hope they do believe.
Surfing in.
Yeah, so they were very happy to the point. Nobody was really leaving the locker room early. Like, they were enjoying themselves. They were having a good time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, even when they won the two games, it wasn't like something to be surfing in the locker room over.
As a matter of fact, you know who would tell us what time Mike McDaniel left? The people that were waiting, the fans that are always waiting for autographs by the players' locker. I mean, players' parking lot. They would be able to tell you what time he left.
I know what time he left. I know what time he was there. When he got to the elbow room at 5:37, like the guy said he did yesterday.
I don't think so.
I will retire this topic because that's enough.
I was done.
I got it. I'm telling you though, I got bombarded with this yesterday, just because it was such a speaking point on the show.
No, but again, one of the problems that I had was all we had was that picture, and it was the only picture. Right? Now we got video. He's making a full turn,
mm-hmm.
right? I still have questions. Like, the other thing I have to say that's big hell no to,
mm-hmm.
is the fact you think you can get to the stadium, from the stadium to the elbow room in 30 minutes is not accurate.
For us, normal
all you
got to
do is.
Yes, but maybe he did get, like, a police escort or something out of the stadium or something like that.
Once you just get past that initial, you're good. You're free and easy.
No, it takes.
There's
dude,
not gonna be anybody going
here.
Once you get
the,
flowing.
How about this? The distance from the Hard Rock to Oakland Park Boulevard, right?
Mm-hmm.
However long it took you to get there, that's the amount of time it takes you to get from there to the elbow room. I promise you. It's not that easy getting from 95 to the beach.
I'm going to do this week.
Okay.
I'm going to test it.
Okay. Wait, you're going to go down 17th? You're going to go down
Didn't
Sunrise?
I was going to retire this. Why am I saying I'm doing this? I'm not. You know what? He got there. What do I have to do? What do I have to prove to you? What do I have to prove to you? It's been proven.
You said it. I didn't ask you to do it.
You're annoying me. You just won't take
me?
The L.
Leroy, don't take the L.
Your Paul Heyman here has gassed you up back onto this side, but you can't make the drive. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
I am a wise man, and I will be Leroy Horde's advocate. And Leroy's right. Leroy, I don't
the
think
the same
it's
distance
possible.
It to get from 95. Because keep in mind, you're talking about Turnpike.
Mm-hmm. Which is faster.
No. Which is farther west.
Yeah, it's farther west, but it's a faster drive.
So you got to get off of the Turnpike and then go all the way through 95. Once you cross 95, it's a slow trip.
Maybe.
Time of day.
It's kind of a dead time.
No, it's not.
Sunday at 6 o'clock, who's out there?
It's never a dead time going east.
Oh, you're silly. There's a ton of old out there. There's nobody out there at that time.
It's still okay.
Sunday at 6?
Yeah, people are still out, man.
Not like that.
What do you mean?
Broward. That's right. I'm sorry. Broward or Las Olas.
We got to take a break. Appropriately. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. You guys get it at this point. You know what I'm saying? I was going to go with Kenny Atkinson yesterday for whining about the free throws when his team was basically out there playing knockout with all the three balls they were throwing up. But I got to give it to the Dallas Mavericks, dude. The Dallas Mavericks today have fired Nico Harrison, which I'm sorry. I kind of feel like as an organization, you just make yourself even look like impossible for the Mavericks already to look like more of a clown show until you fire the general manager that made the trade. Like, if you're that owner, do you know how much of an ass clown you have to be to look like more of an ass clown than Mark Cuban? And now this guy, Dumont, you signed off on this trade and you were sold a bill of goods like, defense is going to win championships. Defense is going to win. When you were in the finals, like as recently as a year ago. And some way, somehow, it took 10, 11 games for you to realize I've made a grave mistake. You guys got Cooper Flagg, which obviously was fixed. I mean, you cannot tell me otherwise that this wasn't all just a huge ruse to get Luka Doncic to the Lakers, get them their next generational star, and then you guys got the make good wink pick with, what did they have, 0.8 chance with the tie breaks? They had to get the ping pong balls and win coin flips. You can't tell me that this is on the up and up, all right? But you guys, you can't stick with him, and then 10 games in, you fire him. The damage is done already. Let Cooper Flagg become Cooper Flagg. Let the guy believe in what he believes in. Hopefully you get Kyrie back. That's the way it's supposed to go. Now you look completely like an even bigger buffoon.
Damage is done.
So the damage is done. Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Wow, Leroy really... Okay, so...
He just had a conversation with me and left.
Crazy. Okay.
There's nobody here today either.
I know.
No, there's no one.
Maybe he has the BGs.
Well, last segment.
The Heinies?
Not Leroy. Len was the one that kind of stopped me from going to the bathroom. Anyway, I normally don't do this. I don't like waiting, so I'm the person who, when I need something, I just go in and get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like ordering online or anything like that.
Okay.
So, yesterday, it was kind of late already, and I didn't realize that, you know, I had, like, no sugar for the morning, you know? And I like having my coffee in the morning, so I need sugar. I'm Cuban. So whatever. It was too late. I had a lot of things to do, and I didn't feel like going to the store. So what did I do? I decided to DoorDash.
You DoorDash sugar?
I did.
Sugar?
Really?
Yeah.
Sugar.
I can't say that I've ever done that.
Right.
I know DoorDash will DoorDash you anything these days.
Right, but I didn't have time to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want to.
Would you pay $15 for that sugar?
You know, like, when you make that no was it Domino?
You know what? I might as well just gone to the store.
They really have tapped. I'm with you, J-Vig. They have tapped.
And they have a $20 minimum, too.
DoorDash, and I love DoorDash. I do. I got to be honest with you. They have completely just sucked in like a vampire in on our laziness. That's all it is.
And
between delivery fees and everything.
And mind you, I don't do this, okay? I just really couldn't do it yesterday. So whatever, I DoorDash sugar. However, as I'm like going through the app, I put the sugar or whatever in my cart, and then it says, oh, okay, well, this store has it for, you know, a better deal.
Right.
And there's many in stock.
There's a better deal for sugar?
Yeah, whatever. And then I was like, okay, cool. It's even closer to my house.
So you're chatting with the Dasher?
No, it was just like an option before you check out. So whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. It's closer to my house. Why not? So then I have it, whatever. I'm waiting for it as I'm doing my other stuff. And then I get a notification. Oh, they're all out. Why is this app not constantly like...
JFig?
You ordered the only sugar where it wasn't available? Who doesn't have sugar?
I have a question.
The worst part about it is that the app said many in stock. Wait. I said, okay, why not?
Do Amazon.
How much sugar did you get?
Hold on, guys. Ladies and gentlemen.
Are
we that much of a millennium? Are we in that much of a new wave that we can't go knock on the door?
How many times have I said that I don't do this and I just needed it?
So you can't knock the door and ask your neighbor?
What about the neighbor?
Isn't the house next to you the neighbor?
Because
isn't the house next to you empty? Or they live there now?
That's what people do.
So that did, when have you ever?
I don't know if I would.
Are your neighbors asking for sugar?
I don't know if I would go to my neighbors. My neighbor's a Finnish.
Oh, wow. You're that young. Yes, that's what you do.
My neighbor's a Finnish grandmother. I don't think I would.
She's definitely got sugar.
She definitely does. I don't think I want to ask her, though.
Why would I do that? I don't like being a burden to people.
Hey, you want to spend what I would do to my $15 for some sugar?
No, I would just go to. I live very close to a Publix. I would have just gone to Publix.
Me too, but you know, if I wanted sugar that bad, I could actually call my neighbor. Right?
Joe?
Get the code to his house and go in and get sugar.
Okay, but you have that relationship with your neighbor. I don't.
But Jack Cuban, Jessica,
why don't you smile a little bit more?
Well, I don't know.
You're the one starting.
You're the one who used a robot to get your sugar.
I'm saying.
You know what?
When did you.
The damage is actually you guys.
Damage is
done
by
you. When did you get the sugar?
Is that why you were late?
You didn't get it.
No. I'm literally missing the point of my story, and I'm about to start cussing here.
Yes! Yes! Wait, did you ever get sugar?
I did, like an hour later.
Jeez.
You had to wait a whole hour for sugar?
You know, you didn't. You know what? If you went to,
can you guys let me finish my story, and then you guys can talk?
I apologize. Go
Thank
ahead.
You so much.
Somebody's tia or brother would have given you sugar.
Whose?
I don't know.
Whose?
Esmeralda, I don't know, Isabel.
Anyway,
somebody.
Keep assuming, guys. You guys are frustrating. Anyway.
Wow. The look away.
She is perturbed.
I lost my point in everything. The whole thing for me, the damage is done here, is that the app should be easier to use.
What, DoorDash?
This is your bit!
You guys are annoying.
What do we do?
Oh my god. Oh. Especially this one here yelling at me that I didn't go knock on my neighbor's door.
Hello?
You know, you would have had an easier time knocking on your neighbor's door.
That is true.
No.
That is like the OG thing you would go ask a neighbor for, though.
Literally. Yeah. That
but,
or butter.
But here's, I know Jennifer. Here's what would happen. She would rather not go ask somebody for sugar.
I don't like and let them for think. Help. So why would I go ask for sugar?
I don't know. I mean, you asked a robot.
Because I had no other choice.
The robot lied to you.
You did.
Crop his ass out.
Will you use it again to order sugar?
Never. Again, no.
Would you ask your neighbor?
Yes.
No.
Oh. So you just go sugarless.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, lesson learned.
That sounds like a JFIG problem. Really.
But now you probably have plenty of sugar. Because
yeah, how
you
big
got
was
the sugar
bag you got?
Did you get a big sugar or just a little?
Go to Costco.
Get one of those big buckets. You know, the yellow bucket.
If I had the time to go to Costco, I would have done so.
So
was
you
this
know,
at night or was this in the morning?
It was nighttime, guys.
Why did you want a nighttime coffee?
Because I realized too late that there was no coffee.
So then you
so it was for the next morning.
Yes.
So wait a minute,
you guys didn't listen to me.
You know who's gonna have sugar?
I missed that part.
You know who's gonna have sugar late at night? A neighbor.
Grandma.
A T.O.
You can get sugar at a gas station.
Yeah, but she was. You see
the
thing? The
whole point of this is I did not want
she
to
wanted
leave
to
my
be
house
lazy.
At night.
You wanted to be lazy.
Do you not want to leave now?
Lazy is that I was too busy.
It was a little lazy.
It's a lot lazy.
Okay.
It's a lot lazy.
Be a woman. Be a woman leaving by yourself to go to the store at night.
How late was
this?
Be
a woman.
Was this 1 o'clock in the morning?
Sure.
Or was this at 8 p.m.?
Vlad, go next because you guys are annoying.
What do you have for us, Leroy, with your tardiness?
So my damage is done. And I hate to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins fans.
Oh.
Enjoy the win.
Oh.
I know it doesn't mean anything in the big scheme of things right now. But enjoy the win. You got over a hump.
Your group chat's not going well?
I don't listen to him anymore.
Like, put him on mute?
Like, no, because here's what happens. The Dolphins go up, like, what, 14? It was 14 to something. I can't remember what it was. And
they were up 16-0, I think.
16-0. One guy chimes in. Whoo! Go and bet the Bills. You know they're going to blow it. I'm like, dude, why do you consider yourself a fan?
That's like a major league. Oh,
yes.
They'll blow it. Yes. They'll
yes.
blow it in the night.
Yes. Yes. So it goes like, enjoy it. I know the season sucks. I know you're not happy with a lot of things going on. But you got to win. Like, it was an awesome win.
It was an awesome win.
It was fun. Everybody should be happy, not going, huh, now we're going to win too many games and we're going to get up with a draft pick in the middle. Stop. You can't have it both ways. You can't complain about your team sucking and then complain about them winning too many games. Make up your mind.
Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Damage is done. New York Giants.
Oh.
But it somehow affects the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McDermott, your day's a number, buddy.
Wow.
Hey, I was going to ask that earlier today.
What?
That are we going to start having conversations about Sean McDermott?
I've been having
in
conversations.
In fairness, he's been talking about Sean McDermott all season.
Yeah, he
I've
has.
Been telling you guys he that says about, he's been on the foreman for the
you know who else? You know who else is going to be available, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Stefanski. He's good with quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, listen, if they don't win the division, they lose to the division to the Patriots.
Yep.
And then they lose in the wild card, the division round. They don't get to the conference championship or Super Bowl. I think his ass is done. And I think Brian Daboll comes in as the new head coach.
What? You think the Bills will hire Brian Daboll?
Who created,
he was there.
Who created Allen?
Okay, I got you.
Hey, you know what I think, though? This is the thing that's crazy. When you said damage is done on the Giants, I thought it was because Joe Shane kept his job. Well, I can't believe that.
Nah, he let his boy. Yo, he offed his boy, man. That's crazy.
Well, first of all, there's been this.
That's the perfect definition of streets need a body. Rather be you than me.
How crazy is it, though? We have video evidence, okay, of this guy blowing the Saquon Barkley thing.
Yes.
Like,
with the owner.
Right. And I'm just like, what do you mean he gets the. He's leading the search for your next head coach? You can't trust this guy. By the way, have you seen. This is crazy, but like. See, this is where you don't know what to believe. What's on not the Mike McDaniel picture. This one you don't know what to believe on Twitter, but I hope it's true. They think they found his burner. There's this
burner.
Joe Shane's. There's this renegade rogue Twitter account that's got the silhouette profile, so no picture, but it just is like a rabid Joe Shane defender. Doesn't tweet during games and has just been blasting Brian Daboll the entire time. And everybody swears we have a Sixer situation where the GM has been blasting the head coach on Twitter anonymously. But I can't believe he kept his job. That's crazy to me. Like, you can't have that happen.
You know why? You drafted the quarterback. And Daboll is trying to use, hey, I got my quarterback now.
I think it's a fair thing for
let
Daboll.
Let me continue. But you lose four games. You lose four games with leads in the fourth quarter, your ass got to go.
I get it, but also, like, let's be real. You lost your star running back. You lost your star receiver. Like, and this kid plays like a damn rhinoceros. So, like, wait till he's healthy. Hopefully this guy doesn't become like Tua 2.0 with the head injuries.
Hey, you learn. Let me just tell you. You go into the league with all the enthusiasm in the world, you're going to be tough, you're going to be fast, you're going to run physical, and then you start getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, damn, they're big too. So you have to be more, like, it's okay to be physical, but not put yourself in harm's way. And that's a lesson that you have to learn, hopefully before you get 17 concussions. But they'll learn. I think certain guys, they just play that way. Like, I think Scataboo, he just plays that way.
Jonathan says Nico is our rhinoceros. I think that's fair. He does play wild sometimes.
No, we're talking about his nose, right?
Well.
The fact that it can be used for two.
Went over the old head there.
It was a double entendre.
I thought it was talking about the nose. Not
right, objectively funny. But.
Right. If we had a guy who was, we would say, is plays like Scataboo and
oh, Davion.
Either Davion or Pella.
Oh, Pella too.
And then Triple J, he does it too.
But it's control. It's control with Triple J. See, I can do control.
Because he'll go in hard and then stop footwork.
Darton Scatterboo is not controlled. Like, unfortunately,
hey,
they look like future CT. Like they.
No, they do. This isn't going to last.
I'm telling you. You learn that lesson quick.
Take a break. Get back into that Heat win yesterday. We'll hear some more from the locker room as the Heat get a buzzer beater. Andrew Wiggins, wild night in the NBA. Back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.